Yeah, hey everybody, this is Jeremy, the Impact York, live on Blog Talk Radio, who has messed with our audio once again, so no music, no sound effects. I apologize. Oh, well, I'm apologizing, they should. But we did find a way to start the show, so if you are listening to us live, we definitely appreciate it. We'll post up all the things just as soon as we are done. But welcome in the Vortex. Lots of fun things we want to talk about. I'm going to start with the Gladiators, actually, because they have a lot of fun things going on with them. Of course, this weekend is Hockey Fights Cancer. What a just great weekend it's going to be. I'll tell you about those games here shortly. But actually, if you go this Saturday, it's also the Teddy Bear Toss. So bring in some new teddy bears, and when the Gladiators score their first goal, hopefully that is very early, you are encouraged to throw that bear onto the ice and at that point, they donate them all to local children's hospitals and other fun places like that. Let's see, this is the 14th annual. That game kicks off at 7:05 puck drop. It'll be against the Norfolk Admirals. Bring new or lightly used stuffed animals to the game. Don't even have to be teddy bears. After Gladiators score their first goal, everybody throws their furry friends onto the ice. Say goodbye to them. They're going to a different home to help people. They then donate. The Gladiators will then donate the collected stuffed animals to local charities to help children in need. On average, they collect over 4,000 stuffed animals every teddy bear toss. You don't have to bring just one. You can bring multiple. But that's all the specifics on that. This is Hockey Fights Cancer weekend. So go check out games. All kinds of great promotions all weekend long. The ice will be purple. It is very cool to see. Got the Admirals on Friday and Saturday, 7:35. Yeah, 7:35 puck drop on Friday. 7:05 on Saturday. Got the Solar Bears coming in on Sunday with a 2:05 puck drop. It is also Princess Day. Princess Day. That's a fun day, you know, especially if you want to take your little girl. It's a great day. They have some cool promotions. Go to AtlanticGladiators.com for that and a lot more. Yeah, it looks like that's not going to come up. So we're going to run everything off the amazing way we're running right now. Great. That's fine. We're pretty good at audibles and line changes here at Vortex. Just told you about this weekend's games. Some other Gladiator stuff. We can get it up here. And yep, they were on CBS just yesterday. They were going to be on Fox 5 today, but unfortunately, the reporter that was going to be there was sick and did not make it. That's fine. They'll be on another time. But the captain, Derek Nesbitt, and Ryan Landon were all going to be on. It's going to be a lot of fun. It was going to be a lot of fun. On the CBS one that was just yesterday, Chris Trefty, voice of the Gladiators, and so much more. Plus, I believe the head coach was with him as well. Nope, it was the president. It was Henderson, Scott Henderson. They did a great job. Glad I was able to pull that up. But yeah, go check. This weekend is one of the best weekends to go check out a game. You got Purple Ice. You got the Teddy Bear Toss. You got Princess Day. Plus, it's Gladiator Hockey. Go see Gladiator Hockey, guys. Now, let's talk a little bit about those Nashville Predators. Yeah, I know it's weird without the transitions, right? We'll get through this. We'll get into some hurricanes and some other things here in shortly. You know, Smashville, you guys did such a good job with the ESPN poll where they polled to see what the number one franchise in sports was. And, of course, that was the Nashville Predators. What a just hellaciously great run that was. I got the daddy-daughter event coming up on March 31st. Only about 30 tickets or so are left. Definitely want to check that out. They're playing the Sabres that night, and it's a good time to get out with your kid. Come on, dads. Upcoming schedule we will have up shortly. I said all communications are down today, so we are doing our best. Part of why I handwrite a lot of things for our Nashville Predators. They yep, it was on the right month. There we go. We deal with everything today. They got a game coming up tomorrow night in New Jersey against those pesky Devils. By the way, look up what the New Jersey Devil is. Pretty cool little legend there. 6 p.m. Central Time puck drop on that one. Then the next time they will be at home versus the same Chicago Blackhawks, who will host the Maple Leafs here shortly on the local, is that NBCSN or something like that? Yeah. But puck drop on Tuesday will be 7 p.m., and then we'll talk more about that next week. A lot of people don't realize that now Hockey Hall of Famer Paul Kariya actually spent some time as a Predator. Definitely a cool article they had. And go check out the article. It's NHL.com under Predators. Here's a fun thing. During the All-Star break, a lot of people say, what do the front office people do? Well, a lot of times they get a vacation or they'll still come in and work a little bit. What are the Predators going to do? Members of the Nashville Predators front office are going to go to Houston to help rebuild a home and also make donations in Texas and Florida. They're going to go show what Smashville is all about. It's about helping people and everybody, you know, being better tomorrow than you were today. Predators Foundation actually made a monetary donation of $10,000 to the local Habitat for Humanity for Hurricane Harvey victims. That's just cool. That's just cool. You know, we had the heartbreaker the other night, lost to the Lightning. To be fair, the Lightning are one of the best teams in the league. But that's fine. Can't win them all. Good thing is you had Chris Kunitz with the goal and two assists. You had P.K. Subban burying one in the back, and Ryan Ellis as well. And P.K. Subban was really smashing some people. And that's what you got to do, get him involved early in the game. Something else I was going to tell you guys. Oh, the head athletic trainer for the Predators is Andy Hostler, who does very good work, not just with the team, but in the community, because he was honored as the Tennessee Athletic Trainer of the Year. So congratulations to trainer Andy Hostler for that. Andy, you do a great job, and definitely appreciate all that you do. Oh, last thing I wanted to say. There is a new mural that is being painted at the Bridgestone Arena. It is pretty cool looking. It says Smashville and says some other stuff. Got the logos. It's really cool looking. And luckily enough, we all know who painted it. That would be country music star, national recording country music star, Brad Paisley. Between him and artist Rob Hendon, they spray painted a mural on the wall near section 109. So next time you go to a game, go check that out. Take some pictures, send them in to us. We will throw them up on the website, which is all new, brand new, and will include all kinds of fun writings here soon. In fact, may actually sit down and blog one out later. I don't know what, and these could be random things. They may be about the hockey show here, Boardcheck. They could be about our all sports show, Sports Club, which will be live tomorrow night right here, 7 p.m. It could be about Game Plan, where we cover Kennesaw State and Georgia State football. It could, I don't know, it could be about any kind of random things, kind of like Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback type deals. where you could get all kinds of random things. But definitely go check out the website. It is theimpactmedia.wix.com / that's the one that goes from bottom to top, left to right. Impact Media. So theimpactmedia.wix.com/impactmedia will take you straight to it. Like I said, may throw up some articles and other stuff later on tonight. Plus, we will eventually have this show up there and some other fun stuff. Also want to tell you guys that PK Subban is going to visit The Daily Show with Trevor Noah on January 24th. It's going to be 4 days before his third straight appearance at the All-Star Game, and we know he's going to be fun in front of a mic. So definitely some cool stuff there. Move on to the Predators. Not the Predators, we talked about the Predators. The Hurricanes. There was an article out. I forgot who wrote it. I feel a little bad about that because it was a pretty good article. But they suggested that Carolina should move on from Scott Darling. I get it. Said the Darling project didn't work. Cam Ward is a lame duck because they're probably just not going to re-sign him and they're going to move on. Okay. I get it. And they said that with Yaroslav Halak and Peter Mrazek in the system, that maybe we should try to move on and do that. Or, you know, that way you don't have a Corey Crawford situation like Chicago has now. But, you know, as much as I appreciate the article this guy wrote, and I'm going to try to find that. I think it's on my page somewhere. So I will look for that while we are talking here. No, I definitely think while it is a pretty cool idea, and he does, basically it's called Hurricanes Should Explore Goalie Trade Market with Darling Failing. This is by James O'Brien, and it's on NHL.NBCSports.com. It was written a couple days ago. He makes a good case, Scott Darling. Being a disappointment so far, but he kind of is. Cam Ward doing okay. But I got to disagree with him. I think we got to stick with Darling and Cam Ward, at least for now. This team's really good, and it's not all the goalie's fault. It's not all of the defense's fault. It's not all one group or one person's fault. The goaltending will come around. Scott Darling is not a bad goalie. He's a good goalie. So, you know, while I appreciate your opinion, James O'Brien, I got to disagree. I think you stick with Darling. You stick with Cam Ward. The whole Cam Ward thing will work itself out over time. But can't compete for playoff spots. They've been really putting up some good numbers lately. I like the way they played. They played with an intensity and a physicality that I like. This reminds me of some of the older, more successful Carolina teams, the ones we grew up watching. And, you know, if towards the end of the year, if you're close to a playoff spot, like I think you'll be in the playoff hunt anyway, but if you're close to a borderline, you need to make a move and go ahead and make a move. But like I said, I'd stick with Scott Darling. Cam Ward will be gone after the end of the year. And that'll open up a spot where you can get Halak or Mrazek. You also got Aaron Dell and Philip Grubauer. Maybe go draft one, you know? Wasn't Hank Lundqvist like a seventh-round pick? You know, it's, you know, go get the right people. But James O'Brien of Pro Hockey Talk on NBC Sports, appreciate your article, but got to disagree, man. Moving on. Let's go upcoming schedule. upcoming schedule. Got the game tomorrow night in Montreal versus those pesky Canadians. That is a 7:30 puck drop Eastern Standard Time. And on Tuesday, they will be at home hosting the Ottawa Senators. That is a 7 p.m. puck drop on that. Some news. We got Mr. Aho is back on the ice. Sebastian Aho. So I hope I'm saying his name right. I've always called him that. But he has returned to the ice after his concussion, his scary concussion and the lower body injury from the 14th. He should be good to go. Also, we activated Brett Pesch. Injured reserve. It's good to have the defenseman back on the ice. It'll definitely help with the depth, and fresh set of legs is always a good thing this time of year. Let's see. What was it? There it is. Roland McEwen was sent down to the Charlotte Checkers. Appreciate all the time, effort, and everything that he brought to the team when he was here. I think he did a good job, but, you know, you activate one guy, you got to send somebody back down. I'm not worried about the 5-1 loss versus Vegas. Vegas is the best team in the league, but I think we can keep up with them. Got to show a little bit more energy. I think we'll be fine. It was nice to take out the Wings on the other day. Cam Ward had 23 saves. Elias Lindholm with the 2 power play goals. This is the team I'm talking about. And I'm not just because they won, because even the effort versus the Vegas Knights, there was a lot of things to take from it. So definitely like the way they all played. We'll have a lot more in the next couple weeks because we'll get to the All-Star games and some other fun stuff. But, hey, it's a good day to be an Atlanta Gladiator. It's a good day to be a Carolina Hurricane. And it's a good day to be a Nashville Predator. So what else could we possibly complain about, right? Now, I did want to talk a little bit about the All-Star game and the All-Star festivities. They are changing some things around with the All-Star festivities. I don't really mind it much. But they now have, there are 6 total, what do you call them, events. There is accuracy shooting. That's going to be a little different. These are going to be, 5 lighted zones on the net. And instead of just hitting these little foam targets that disintegrate, you now have a light that comes on, and you have a couple seconds to hit the light. You have the puck control relay, which is always fun because, my goodness, how good are these guys? You also have the passing challenge, which is going to be a little interesting. There are different ways that they're going to go about doing that. You can NHL.com had this whole article. But they also have save streak, which to me is not very fair to goalies, where you're going to face like 15 shots and you want to try to get a big streak of saves. So good luck to all the goalies there. I would rather see the goalies in a shooting contest or something like that. But it is what it is so far. They got the hardest shot, which is weird because Shea Weber and – got the other guy that wins all the time, but neither of those two guys are going to be there, so you're going to get your first different winner that's not one of the two of them since like 04. And then of course you got the fastest skater, which is always amazing to see just how much, you know, the Austin Matthews of the world can, and even Sidney Crosby that could still put up big numbers can do. All-Star festivities coming up pretty soon, should be a lot of fun. I know I'll be watching. I know you guys will too. The Avalanche, who arguably have been a really bad team the last handful of years, are just on fire. Probably a good thing. It means all the snow's going to melt. But the kind of numbers the Avalanche are putting up and the kind of boom that they're really dropping, if they keep up on this kind of pace, they are going to be scary come playoff time. You know, I don't know how they match up necessarily with Nashville so much, who would probably play them in the playoffs. I think we still have the advantage. But at the same time, always got to keep them in mind. And any chance we get to knock them down a peg, we definitely got to do that. And then lastly, I want to talk about Charlie McAvoy of the Boston Bruins, because this is kind of scary. I'm going to actually finish with another story just so we're not in like this. He had a procedure the other day to fix an abnormal heart rhythm. Now, if it's similar, my dad has had this a couple times, so I'm familiar with if it's what he has, where basically they put some monitors on your chest, and not like just a little pad monitors, not like an actual TV. And it's where a regular heartbeat type thing. They shock your heart to where it starts beating normally again. So if he had that, then I definitely know what that is. But they fixed it from what it is, and he's recovering currently. But he's only 20 years old. I'm glad they caught that. That could have been really, really scary. Surprise, surprise, Brad Marchand elbows Johansson and gets a 5-game suspension. Stop me when you've heard that before. Not sure. Oh, here we go. Let's end with this. Flo Rida is going to be, you know, he did right round. He does a lot of really good stuff, actually, for All-Star Weekend. He is going to perform at these skills. Moon Taxi, Lindsay L., Brett Young and Chase Wright, and Joshua Cruz and the Experience are all part of the musical lineup for the 2018 Honda NHL All-Star Weekend. Coming up this weekend. Like I said, Flo Rida is going to headline the entertainment for the skills competition on Saturday. Should be a lot of fun. Definitely have to check that out. Like I said, this weekend. So we know what we're doing this weekend. We are watching the All-Star game, but that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry once again for all the technical glitches, even though it was nothing we did. Yes, Blog Talk, we're calling you out again. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Gladiators. Go Predators. Go Hurricanes.